This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is a Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry, and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black, Dynasty Podcasts. We are live at Virgin Hotel. Back after a summer hiatus, took the summer off from recording new episodes other than panels. To get a couple of new things going, I launched an Airbnb podcasting class. You can find that in the experiences store of Airbnb. Shameless plug, but if you want to learn how to podcast, Airbnb.com, search Chicago, and click on the experiences tab. But now we're back with our fall season, and we are kicking it off here tonight with two gentlemen from a band that I just saw live maybe a week and a half ago at Chop Shop. Is that when you guys played there?
Yeah.
When was that show?
That was August 11th.
August 11th, okay.
Yeah, with Rick Wilson and Tasha and Thelonious Martin.
So was that like 2 weeks ago?
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
What's going on, my dude?
That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
So I saw you guys for the first time, and I should introduce you. We have Jamie McNear and Eli Cohen from the band Manwolves here tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming through.
That's us.
So I saw you guys for the first time at Chop Shop, but I've been seeing the name for a while because you guys have, I feel like, been... I don't know. Does it feel like you're starting to get a little known in Chicago?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know. It's kind of weird to see how everything has changed because we used to be just some high school kids who would put out music every now and then, not really know the best way to go about releasing that music. But we have since started meeting the right people, learning, getting advice on how to go about releasing music, how to, I don't know, just network. And yeah, no, I think it's kind of cool.
So I want to touch on all those things that you just brought up, but like, let's start with the high school thing. You guys just graduated this past spring, is that correct?
Two springs ago. 2016.
2016, okay. Yeah. So you're a year out of high school. Yep. Was it weird being in a band in high school? Was it just something like people just thought like, oh, you're just, you know, kids in a band, or did people know that you guys took it seriously?
You well, take it, bro.
I mean, so it was like some kids really liked what we did at our high school, you know. We had support, but then there was a lot of kids who just didn't give a fuck. They were just like, oh, yeah, that's Jamie and Eli's little you dig. Like, they're not really yeah. doing shit. Like, they're not really, like, who cares about their music? And it's like, when's the next fucking, like, high school party and shit? And that was, like, all they were about.
That's the first act of every 8 Mile type movie.
Yeah.
Like, man, get out of here with that shit. Like, isn't that real?
Yeah. Like, no one was, like, really kind of out there just being like, oh, fuck, man, Wolves or anything. It was just, like, no one supported us.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no one, but, like, a large majority.
People in our grade. So a lot of our support came from kids who are younger than us.
Okay.
So either like a couple grades removed, even in middle school, like where some of our younger siblings went to, we found out that we were gaining somewhat of a following at those places. And I think that's because they just don't really know who we are.
Also like grades above, low key.
True. Yeah. I think
there's nobody at the home level
yeah.
support.
It's because that's how it goes. It's because they know us. They're
right.
Like, who
no
the
one
hell?
A grade above of us, like grade above us, our grade or grade below. No one really gave a shit. Yeah, you are. No one really gave a shit about us. And they were just like, oh, we don't care. We're just trying to, like, drink and shit. Like, that was
yeah.
all they were about.
That's what high school is, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. You guys have seen Superbad.
Yeah.
Right on. So you graduate high school. And when did this start to kind of transition into being something a little bit more serious for the band?
So we decided to take a year off a while ago, actually. We were still in high school. And our music producer, Jim Tullio, he... like sat us all down and also had a meeting with all of our parents. He was like, yo, there's something here. If they focus and commit to it, then we'll see where things go.
Sure.
You know, you're never going to know unless you actually try it. And he said the amount of times that there's a good artist, but then they go to college just kills whatever potential and momentum that they already have. So we decided to take our year off from school, which has now, it's starting our second year off, our junior year of high school.
Okay. So did you finish your senior year or did you leave?
Yeah,
before?
No,
okay.
we finished senior year too.
All right.
Yeah.
So no college though?
No. Well, he is a part-time student at Columbia.
You already know.
I'm a part-time teacher at Columbia.
Really?
Yeah, I did not know that you were a student there.
That's awesome.
Business and entrepreneurship department.
Yeah, business entrepreneurship. I'm taking music business classes over there, trying to get the whole knowledge, the whole...
Yeah, man, like, take my class, self-management and freelancing. We'll coordinate when the mics are off, but take my... It's a good one.
Yeah.
True. I'm teaching a good class.
Well, we'll see how this fall goes, because I might do classes spring, but it all depends.
Yeah. I mean, my fall classes are already full up, so, you know, if you're not taking my class... I'm just kidding. spring, hit my class. So we'll set that up. Right on. So, Manwolves now, like, you guys have had, it seems like, a busy year. You played... you did Chop Shop the other day. You've done Martyrs. You've done Reggie's, Sub T, and that's all just this year, right?
Yeah.
Was this the year that it really started to become kind of a thing?
Well, it was, like, growing. It was right. always growing, but, like, now I would say this year is when it's really picked up.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we started off our first, like, big headline. It wasn't relatively big. Big for us. We played at Main Stage in Rogers Park off of the Morse Red Line, which no longer has music shows. They only have, like, private parties. But that's where we played first, and we played Martyrs a whole bunch because we're friends with the people who own it. Some of their kids are in our same grade. But, like, the biggest show that we played while still in high school was we played House of Blues with Raven Lanae in December of 2015, I think. And that was a big... Yeah, because we graduated that spring,
right?
Which is yeah,
yeah.
That was a big milestone for us.
And Raven Lanae is an incredible talent.
She's killing it.
But yeah, this like last year has really picked up. We played our biggest show ever out in Colorado College.
Yeah, true.
CC, what's good?
Yeah, we played at Llamapalooza, which is like their end of the year music festival.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say Lollapalooza?
Llama.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny, but we played that. It was like a good amount of people, like 1,500 people or something.
It was our biggest crowd.
It was
yeah.
right after
us.
It's
a big crowd.
Yeah, yeah, big crowd. And then we played a total packed house party right after.
That was a lot of fun.
Really, like... Yo, I feel bad for that house, man. We, like, showed up with gear in hand.
It got, like, planned the afternoon
so,
of.
So, like, the person who was planning it, Nelson. Shout out Nelson, by
He's
the way.
He's our homie.
Yeah, homie right out there. But me and him walk up to the back door, and the, like, girl whose house it was had, like, her dog and was about to walk her dog. And Nelson goes, yo, where should we put the gear for the music? And the girl goes... What do you mean? What are you talking about? And then Nelson literally just looks at me and then looks at her and goes, yo, can we throw a house party at your house tonight?
And she goes, so
yeah, sure, I guess. And we threw this house party.
It was packed.
Played music. It got really packed. Got
house party shows are the most fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those are the best.
They're so much favorite.
Fun. Yeah. It's hard to find them in Chicago anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you can find them, they're good. Like, yeah. I mean, like, there's So Far Sounds, which is some of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are not, like, rowdy
no.
house shows. No. But, like, I went to see this, like, spazcore band that was called the Blood Brothers, like mid-2000s. They were just, like, they're like, shrieky noise rock. They were killer.
That's awesome.
And they had a side project that was similarly killer. And I went to some random, like, Irving Park area house, and it was just some guy's living room. And
yeah.
They just destroyed it. It was just killer.
House parties
are the best
amazing.
Energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all right. So you're having this year. You're having this moment right now where people are really finding you. Was that something you had to go chase, or was it something where people were really coming to you?
A
little bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Like I would say like this year has been like the year of just learning. Mm-hmm. You know, just meeting whoever
it's the
we.
The year of realizing things.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, we talked to Lewis the Child and their manager and got some tips from them. Yeah, Joey Papatzis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Joey's great people.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. He just gave us some advice. We were like, we came to him, this is what we are right now, this is the moves that we're making, and he's like, okay, you got to focus on the blogs. And that was something that we just never really did. And after that, we created a list, send out emails every time we release a song, and like that has helped tremendously.
Well, and Joey's so good, who manages Lewis the Child,
yeah.
Wheat Thin. I think he helps Win and Woo.
Mm-hmm.
He helps Josh Young from Floss, well, formerly of Flostradamus, now Yeah Me Too. But he's really good at tapping into like helping the younger talent.
Yeah,
like the Lewis the Child guys are. I don't think
they're
much older than you.
They're our grade, or at least one of them is Freddie.
Okay.
But yeah, they went to New
Trier.
But
they're young guys.
Yeah.
So like, he's really good at helping out that young talent True. Right now.
I also got to shout you out because this year we went to a panel that you hosted.
Really?
Austin Vesely, Hebrew Brantley, and Andrew Barber.
Yeah,
that was a really cool.
That was a killer panel. That was our really biggest cool. panel ever. We got a fire hazard warning at that.
Really?
Event. I've never done a podcast where there were so many people that we got a fire hazard.
That's crazy.
Warning.
But yeah, no, we went to that.
That's so cool. Tried I did to not soak know up that. Knowledge.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool that we're doing this just because it's like.
Yeah, man. I'm there glad as we patrons. Have you on. I mean, the whole thing of Dynasty Podcast that we cover, like. Emerging Chicago talent. That's like what we've always done. We were talking on the mics a little bit before about how I worked in radio. When I worked in radio, that was my job for 13 years, like putting up and coming Chicago acts on the radio on like a Sunday night broadcast. So anyway, it's keeping that thing going. So you've gotten some good advice. You've been doing the outreach. Like, what has this learning curve been like? Because you guys are like, I feel like you're getting on, but there's not really like a guidebook for that kind of thing. Was
no,
there a lot
there
of trial
isn't.
And error? Were there a lot of obstacles? Was there a lot of hearing no?
There is a bunch of trial and error, and there's like, I mean, a lot of it was just looking up to people and like seeing what they can give to us. Because there's definitely have been like a bunch of trial of error of like playing shows, and then it's ended up like not really working out with us getting paid and all that.
It's a hard thing.
Yeah, hard thing for sure. And then like releasing something and it having like not done as well as our last release and nothing really changed. Maybe that was the problem, all of that. It is like a bunch of just like us doing something, trying to pick out all of the problems of what we did and then just like learn from that.
And then you troubleshoot all over again.
Exactly.
It never ends, man.
It never ends. Not at all. It's always just like, shit, we could be doing this better. Like, how can we be doing this better? We're always like...
It's when you stop thinking like that or you stop looking for ways to improve that it's like you're really in trouble. You know, because even if something like, okay, we did that panel that you guys attended and it went really well, but the next day I was like, what else, like, what's the next step? Like, how do we make this better? Like, how do we get that going? And that's how you gotta look at these things. So, you know, I was reading, I think, a These Days article with you guys, and you were talking about some of your influences, Chance, the Oh My's, which I can totally hear, and Kids These Days. And, like, I think it's easy to draw a comparison between Manwolf's music and Kids These Days. Mm-hmm. So my first question is, like, were you guys even old enough to ever actually see Kids These Days live?
We saw their show at the Vic.
Really?
Which was Mathian, I think, that dude who opened up for them. Who else was on that bill? Save Money, which was basically like just Tokyo and Joey and Kami came out.
Really early on.
But that show was so fucking crazy.
That was so much fun. We were listening to them, like, they had their EP. Then they released Trap House Rock. And we listened to both of those projects. They came to Evanston High School. When we were freshmen. They came and just started just like
handing out posters and tickets and shit.
Yeah, they were so good about that street-level marketing. Like, I remember that South by Southwest when they were like really blowing up. They were on the ground. They were just everywhere you looked around 6th Street in Austin, there were Kids These Days posters.
Yeah.
But I was so interested in that because I was like, man, like, did these guys even like overlap with when they were an active band?
Yeah.
Because it seems like a while ago now.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Yeah, we know we fucked with them heavy.
Yeah.
Still do.
I mean, the spirit of Kids These Days really lives on.
Yeah.
And everything that all those guys are doing. Ohm and
which is kind of crazy is that, like, after that show at the Vic, like, that's when I first heard about Chance. And, like, just seeing how... Like, I think when I found out about him, he had, like, 800 likes on Facebook.
Right.
And
now
he's...
just a
smidge. A
little bit more.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, but it's kind of crazy.
Have you guys got any cosigns from any of like that like generation above you from any of those Save Money artists or like connect with anyone from that camp?
Nothing like official.
Right.
I think we've heard that like Taylor Bennett fucks with us. I think. I don't want to like quote him
and
on
he's
that.
He's a younger dude.
Yeah.
He's really great.
We haven't really gone. No one's really gone out their way to be like
to say anything to us.
Say anything.
Maybe that'll change.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Maybe there's some people who like us. Yo. If y'all like us, say
blow our lines.
Yeah, definitely. Let me know. I'm definitely trying to hear that. But we've never had like, no one's really went out of their way to say anything.
But you're young. You're young, and I feel like you know. It seems like the reception is really strong in Chicago, and Chicago is a small community. So if you guys are doing things, people are going to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking before the mic was on about the trajectory of you releasing music, and you're doing a lot of singles these days. Yeah. Is that the plan going forward? It's just like individual song releases?
You never know. It kind of, I don't know.
Are you looking at something bigger?
I mean, we're just working on music, just trying to get a lot of songs together.
Sure. Just have an arsenal to do whatever with.
Yeah, we're not really sure how we want to release it, but there's more music coming.
Just know that there is more music coming.
Yeah.
More music's on the way.
We're in the kitchen.
Are you thinking we're going to see more in 2017, or are you laying low this year until a bigger thing next year, or?
Not really planned out yet.
Okay.
We just got to kind of see how things fall into place.
How DIY is the kind of management side? Like, I was talking to a guy named Scott. I don't know him personally. But do you guys have, like, you know, manager, publicist, release schedule guy? Or is it really, like, kind of, like, all very in-house for you?
It's a lot of in-house.
A lot of in-house. Yeah.
So you're like, kind of learning as you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what's working? What are the things where you've been like, this is the thing to do, this is what people are responding to?
Definitely just talking to people in person.
Yeah.
For sure.
Julian, our drummer, who's not here, is like the king of socializing.
Mm-hmm.
Like just recently, he and I went to the Jamila Woods LSD video premiere at House of Vans, and this man was just, I couldn't keep track of him. He was just going over, just not even like having deep conversations, just he would like tap someone and he'd be like, I remember you from here, blah blah blah, and then they're like, oh, okay, you know. So
that's what you have to do. I had to tell you guys, Shreddy Krueger in particular, the fucking jam, that song is so good.
Thank you,
boy. Dang.
Yeah,
thank you, I appreciate it.
And it's all these like horror references, like,
yeah.
I love horror so much.
We could have a whole separate podcast conversation about what a great horror season we're coming up on with fucking the new Jigsaw movie and
the
It
new
and itch? Like, yeah.
Oh my lord.
Yeah.
That shit's gonna be crazy.
That looks so good.
It looks so good. Yeah.
And the old It was like, I like the old It. I'm
it's a little
huge,
campy now, but yeah.
I mean, nowadays, like, you look at all of the like
all old horror movies, I guess.
Movies. Like, I was a big fan of like the name Manwolves actually came from
American Werewolf, right?
Yeah.
American Werewolf in Paris?
In London.
In London, okay.
And
yeah,
I saw when I was a kid, freaked me out, and my mom told me all the stories. You probably heard this already, but for those who don't know, who's new to Manwolves, the name came from, I was a runt, and I watched the movie called American Werewolf in London, and cheesy, definitely a cheesy-ass horror movie. Saw it, freaked me out, and my mom to like calm my nightmares when I was like whatever six when I saw it.
Sure.
She would tell me stories of like man wolves to like kind of like mock the whole werewolf side of
it. So your mom was like, hey, you're scared of this thing, let's make you more scared of this thing?
No, she was kind of like mocking it. Like definitely like making it seem less than it was. And then like it just stuck with me. I'm a huge movie watcher. Like there's definitely a bunch of like movie references and shit like that and all of our music. And
I mean, I never
want to
be that guy who asks what a name means, because that's such a like rookie amateur journalist question, you know.
Yeah.
It's like college newspaper kind of stuff. But Manwolves is a good, it's a very like memorable name.
So
it's very unique.
So it was just like, it stuck in my mind when my mom used to tell it to me. And then like when we were in middle school, like our friend group, I used to call it the Midwest Manwolves on some like just joke shit. And then, like, we made
it. We were
a
dodgeball team.
Yeah,
also.
We were a dodgeball team. And it was just, like, you know, there was a lot of good memories with, like, all of our friend group, just with, like, that. And then, you know, the band started not because we were all, like, musicians and we, like, pooled together because of musical talent. We were just, like, homies.
Who played music.
And, right.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of great acts start. It's just, like, you guys just like being together and then it happen organically,
yeah.
Especially younger.
Same thing with the name. Like, when we were looking for a name, we were just like, shit.
We were like, fuck it, drop the Midwest. And we're like,
there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Manwolves.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of like nearing the end of 2017. I mean, it's on the horizon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we're winding down the year. What else is on deck for Manwolves coming up, you know?
So the hopes are to just get a lot of shows. Hopefully we can start playing out of state more.
Yeah.
We have since played in Colorado at Colorado College, and we played at Madison over the summer.
Madison's a party town, man. Madison's fun.
We unfortunately
great
played over the
there,
summer,
too.
So there wasn't a lot of students there, but we're going to try and get back there sometime this year, see if we can hit a college tour of some sorts. We just got to work on setting that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
just whatever we can do. One of the things that we've been that's just really useful is we transferred over to from SoundCloud to Spotify this past year.
Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, if you all got that Tidal, stuff. We got all that.
Have
bullshit.
You seen the like stats. Significant increase?
Oh, in some places, yeah.
Yeah.
Like outside of Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York are like the big ones. And that's something that we just kind of want to work off of is looking at our Spotify stats, seeing where we have these listeners, and setting shit up.
You're doing the right thing, man. That's smart. It's like you have this analytics, this data available to you now at your fingertips. Go where that audience is and then grow that audience there.
Yeah.
That's smart. So I tell this to everybody who comes on the podcast, and I always mean it, which is as your story develops, as new things happen for you guys, like, let's bring you back.
Hell yeah.
Like, this is a Chicago-centric podcast. So we bring people back. We want to, like, talk to people over the years and develop a narrative and be like, have 3 or 4 or 5 chapters and be like, cool, like, we've checked in every, like, 6 or 12 or 16 months or whatever, and, like, you know, we can see what's been going on for the band. So as new things are happening for Man Wolves, please, like, come back.
Without
we'll
a doubt.
Talk more. I want to hear about, like, new things happening for you guys.
For sure.
I'm glad we got to start the conversation, though, tonight. Like, Eli and Jamie from Man Wolves, man, you guys killed it at Chop Shop the other night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being so easy. Thanks for coming up, man.
Of course.
I appreciate it with both you guys.
Hell yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Take my class in the spring.
Yeah, I'll try.
Awesome.
For sure.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.